Thank you for joining me for prayer. This one-hour prayer guide uses 12 segments, each lasting about 5 minutes. So now, do your best to remove any distractions, grab a pencil and paper, or perhaps a journal, and let's begin. Lord, we begin our prayer with praise, using the first three verses of Psalm 103, to focus our thoughts, followed by a time of silence to personally praise you for your goodness and your love. Praise the Lord, my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget all the ways he cares for you. Lord, you forgive all my sins. You heal my diseases. You redeem my life from the pit and crown me with love and compassion. You satisfy my desires with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. And now, Lord, I praise you for the ways you have personally satisfied my desires with good. Now, Lord, I wait. I pause from speaking to simply rest in your presence. Your word promises us that you fill everything in every way, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. You are here with me right now, filling this room and even filling me with your Holy Spirit. I take this moment to acknowledge that you are here. Now, I confess my sin. trusting that you, Lord, are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love, I openly and honestly confess ways that I have failed to love you and ways that I have failed to love others around me. God, your word is truth, and my desire is to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so I use your word to guide my prayer. As the words of Psalm 103 are read, I repeat those words from the psalm and make them my own prayer. Lord, you are compassionate and gracious. You are slow to anger. You are abounding in love. You do not always accuse me of my wrongdoing. And you don't stay angry with me. God, you don't treat me as my sin deserves. You don't repay me for my unfair behavior. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your love for those who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed my sin from me. As a father has compassion on his children, so you, Lord, have compassion on me. For you know how I was formed. You remember that I am dust. Now I come to a time of watching. Rather than simply jumping right into my list of joys and concerns to you, God, I ask that you would guide my thoughts and bring to my mind specific people or circumstances that need prayer. During this quiet moment, God, I ask you to guide me. And now I make these requests to you, and I pray for my family and friends and neighbors. I pray for this community, church, nation, and world. As a father has compassion on his children, so you, Father, have compassion on me. Entrusting your great compassion toward me, I share my own concerns with you. God, you have satisfied my desires with good things. I take this moment to remember specific ways that you show your goodness to me. And as I reflect on these good things, I say, thank you. You, Lord, are worthy of my worship. And so using the words of this song, I worship you.
Oh, my soul, I
as I meditate on one specific set of verses from Psalm 103, repeating them and thinking deeply about what they mean, Holy Spirit, will you press this truth deep into my heart? Use it to speak to me and change me. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. For the next few minutes, God, I will pause and listen, writing down significant thoughts and putting into words some of what I feel. As I reflect on our time together in prayer, help me recall important words, phrases, themes, and people. God, today I end my prayer the way I began, with praise. I join my voice with the end of Psalm 103, calling the angels to praise, calling all creation to praise, and once again, calling my own soul to praise. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. God, I take this final moment to praise you for who you are and for your gracious work in my life. Amen. Let it be so. Thanks for joining me for prayer today. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.